The U.S. Trafficking in Persons report for 2023 says that Barbados needs to do more in this regard. And for this reason, we remain at Tier 2. The report says the government of Barbados doesn't fully meet the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking. These included Barbados not initiating any new prosecutions and never securing a trafficking conviction under the anti-trafficking law. Neither did we identify any trafficking victims. And the anti-trafficking law didn't provide penalties that were commensurate with other serious crimes. The report therefore identifies what it calls prioritized recommendations. And these include proactively screening vulnerable groups, including children, migrants, including non-Barbadians who engage in commercial sex. Another point of note in the trafficking report says that observers noted that the Barbados Police Service could not adequately investigate potential trafficking crimes or screen or identify potential victims among the People's Republic of China national population working on Chinese-funded projects in Barbados, or among mainly Muslim communities due to limited ability to access these groups. We're also supposed to vigorously investigate and prosecute trafficking crimes and seek adequate penalties for convicted traffickers, which should involve significant prison terms. The report identifies as another priority reducing the court backlog for trafficking cases, amending the anti-trafficking law to remove sentencing provisions that allow fines in lieu of imprisonment for sex trafficking crimes, fully investigating cases of missing non-Barbadians working in commercial sets who may be trafficking victims. Another priority is to develop and implement written SOPs for victim identification and referral, regularly train frontline workers on their use, and improve coordination with NGOs for victim referral. Provide regular training for law enforcement officials, prosecutors, and judges on trafficking indicators, victim identification and referral, evidence gathering, and implementing the anti-trafficking law. We are also being urged to fully implement the National Action Plan to combat human trafficking. Provide trafficking victims, including potential victims, with adequate accommodation and access to trauma-informed service providers. Update and modernize our labor laws on recruitment and public procurement to prevent trafficking and protect victims. And continue to raise awareness of human trafficking among officials and the public. In the 2023 report, Barbados reported it initiated 7 investigations of 149 suspects. And this compared with investigations of 40 suspects in 2021 and 2 new investigations each in 2020 and 2019. But here's something else of note in the report. It says that Barbados continued to implement a regulation that prohibited police officers from moonlighting as security officers in adult entertainment venues and bars to avoid any actual or perceived conflict of interest in the police's role in deterring, detecting, and responding to trafficking and other crimes. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.